Thursday. Hey, who said Wednesday yesterday when I wasn't here?
You already know the answer to this. On the days you're not here, Wendy, none of us can really duplicate what you do with the days. So
can
we
I
just
stop doing it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
You don't have to do it. If people want to know what day of the week it is, they now have the technology. You can look it up on your phone or your computer. Yeah, don't tell.
Sorry.
You don't have to do it anymore.
But
you
I should thought give we the, stopped you and people were complaining. I never have
people
the temps.
People do want. You don't have the temps?
No.
All right. I found something out 2 days ago when you would have said Tuesday. That's when I found this.
I don't say it anymore.
But you were not here to share this with yesterday. And the person who filled in for you, Dane Neal, I could tell just by his demeanor, he wouldn't care. But you would care.
Really?
Yeah. You would care.
Dane is pretty much like a combination. He could be our love child. He's a little bit of both of us.
He dresses a lot like me.
And he has some me-like ways, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he just, like, his interests. I'm not talking about appearance.
I know. You have said on several occasions that there is a commercial that you absolutely love, and it is the Geico commercial with the camel through the office.
What day is it?
I'm all about the days.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to play a clip for that for people who have never heard the Geico commercial with the camel. Not that you didn't do a good rendition of it. You did. But this is the actual commercial. And I want you to know that I just found out who does the voice of the camel. And I was astounded.
Oh, my God.
And I think you will be, too. Listen to the commercial.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie. Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Donnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Yeah! Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Can Wendy, I guess?
Who, you can guess.
It sort of sounds like Kevin Nealon doing a character. That's
sounds
what I thought.
A little bit like Kevin Nealon. It's not Kevin Nealon, but it does sound. I'll give you. There's some Kevin Nealon equality there.
I mean, it didn't really sound like him, but it reminded me of him. Mm-hmm. Is it someone I know?
Yes. You know them very well.
Can I ask you how you found out about it?
Because this person was on Regis and Kelly.
Oh, so national, not a local treasure here.
And just so you know, I know that Regis is no longer on Regis and Kelly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't like the current host of the show, so I continue to call the show Regis and Kelly.
Who is with him? Her.
Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, I thought it was Strahan. Oh,
no,
he's
been gone for a while. Yeah. So, yeah, this guy, I can say guy, you know it's a guy, obviously. Yeah. This guy was on the Regis and Kelly show.
Jim Gaffigan.
No, it's not. Oh, that is a great guess. No.
Kind of sounded a little like him, too. I mean, doing a character.
Yes. But it is a person that you know very, very well. You are a fan of his work. You've talked about his work several times on the show.
Really?
But this threw me for a loop.
Okay, I've talked about his work in commercials?
Nope.
Oh, so he's an actor?
Yep. An accomplished actor.
And I've talked about him?
Mm-hmm.
Is it me, Owen Wilson?
Yes.
It is not.
It's not Owen Wilson.
Oh, that would have killed.
No.
I could do it.
Although his brother Luke is
Mike,
doing...
Mike. I blew a booger out. Mike.
Nice. You just ruined Star Wars weekend.
Sorry.
Enemy incoming. He is an accomplished actor whose work you enjoy on a weekly basis. W-E-E-K. That's not the spelling of it's not a clue. I just didn't want
to. Is he on SNL?
No. He has never, to my knowledge, ever appeared on SNL.
On a weekly basis.
Yeah. Yep. You are a regular viewer of this man's work.
On The Walking Dead?
No.
I don't watch that many shows.
Yeah. That's why I think this should be...
S's Creek?
No. Nope.
The Voice?
Nope. He's not on The Voice.
Is it Blake Shelton?
No, it's not Blake Shelton.
Well, come on, Mike. That would be Blake.
You should send Saturday Night Live a demo tape of you doing other actors like Blake Shelton
this commercial.
And Owen Wilson auditioning for the Geico commercial.
Mike.
They would hire you. They wouldn't flinch. They would send a courier out to get you. Bring Wendy back. We need her toot sweet, they would say.
What other weekly show do I watch? Hmm. Is it a comedy?
Sometimes.
The Goldbergs?
Nope. Goldbergs is always a comedy.
Kids Are All Right?
No. Mm-mm.
I used to watch The Middle.
Can I tell you this? When you find out who it is, you'll do that I could have had a V8 thing with your forehead. You'll bang yourself with the palm of your hand on the forehead and go, how did I not know this?
I'm trying to read your mind.
Oh, good luck. Because my mind is still at home. I stopped bringing it in every day. I realized it was a waste. I bring it in once or twice a week now.
Oh, my God. I don't know, but I want you to give me another hint.
I'll give you a hint.
Can I hear it again? Can we hear it again?
You can hear it again. All right. Jasmine, that all right? Yeah? All right. One more time.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie. Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Yeah! Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Now, I'm going to give you a couple clues.
I know the voice.
The first clue is, you definitely know the voice. He's not changing his voice much.
Right.
He really isn't. He is speeding his voice up and giving it a little more exuberance than you're used to hearing in his voice. Obviously, for the role of the camel, you got to play it up to the hilt. But he's not changing his voice that much. I will also tell you, the second clue, I can't give you the second clue because it reveals too much.
I know the voice. Is it from Modern Family?
No. Who did you think it was on Modern Family?
Cam.
Oh, that's an interesting guess. It's not. But that is a very interesting guess. He used to do a bunch of commercials.
Yeah, I thought it was Cam.
Yeah.
I know the voice.
Don't be afraid. If you can't get it, don't be afraid. You can give up.
I don't like to give up. You've taught me not to give up.
You should never give up.
But that makes for a lame radio show.
Right. If we're still here by this time tomorrow, we'll know that we've taken this way too far.
Give me a hint. Is it a weekly sitcom that I watch? It's a weekly show.
I will say that it is a weekly show that I know you watch every week.
Really?
Yes.
The cute guy that I'm in love with from New Amsterdam?
Oh. Ryan Eggelt?
Yeah. The cute guy that I can never remember his name.
He doesn't look like a Ryan Eggelt.
Doesn't.
He does not. It's not him. But that's not a good guess.
This Is Us?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah?
The person's on This Is Us?
Could be.
Oh, Toby.
It's Chris Sullivan.
Toby.
From This Is Us. That's it.
That makes perfect sense.
Isn't that something? He really is not changing his voice much, but on This Is Us, he has a more sullen
delivery. Well, he's suffering from depression.
He is suffering from depression.
He really is. Because I've heard him sound like that when he's, he has some manic episodes and some that are very depressed.
Right.
And when he's manic, he sounds like that.
His, for people who don't know, is his character we're talking about,
yes.
Not the actor himself.
I didn't know his real name.
Chris Sullivan is his name. And do you remember we found out who he's related to?
Yes, but I forgot that too.
John Candy's daughter, Jennifer Candy, is married to Chris Sullivan's younger brother.
That's right. Again, so Rona Barrett comes through.
I am today's Rona Barrett, Wendy. I'm very proud.
You should be.
I have been named by incoming Mayor Lori Lightfoot as Chicago's Rona Barrett. That was her first official act. And she's not even the mayor yet. But she said, I want to get this out of the way today. Bill, you are our city's Rona Barrett. And I said, Mayor Lightfoot in the future? Yes.
All right. First of all, I would like to get Lori Lightfoot up here if she has a minute just to welcome her. Wouldn't that be nice to
I think we're the only show who hasn't had her on.
Yes. So maybe we could just do it like just a, no agenda whatsoever. Because
right.
We don't usually have an agenda.
We do not have an agenda.
And that's when I want you to thank her openly and honestly for calling you today's Rona Barrett.
I hope she remembers it. She's had a whirlwind schedule the last couple of weeks, just doing thing after thing, throwing out pitches at baseball games. That sort of thing. So I don't even know if she'll remember it, but I do remember her saying, day one, Bill knew Rona Barrett. I'm like, yeah, you don't even have to ask me. I'm here for you, Lori Lightfoot.
I'm mad at myself for not getting that sooner because it sounds just like Toby.
It really does. So how did we, because I don't know if you do this, but when there's commercials on and there's a voiceover of a celebrity, I'm relentless. I'm like, I'm not going anywhere until I know who that, I got to figure out who that is. And I've heard that commercial 40 times in the last couple months. It never even occurred to me that that could be a celebrity. I just figured they just got a guy. They just found a guy and go, hey, just do the camel voice.
It seems weird that they would pay someone so much to do.
He probably commands quite a bit of money to do your commercials, right?
Although I'm sure he recorded this prior to his success on This Is Us, and maybe he wasn't working as much.
That's very possible. Because now he's been on This Is Us for 2 years. Prior to that, he was a working actor, but I don't think most people took much notice of him until he got the role on This Is Us. So what would the timeline be on this commercial? Did it come after he was on it or before? I don't know the answer to that.
I think, wasn't that one of, isn't that the Geicos that...
that they brought back as part of their Here's Our Best Work campaign?
Right.
That's possible. Yeah, I bet that is. I bet he did it before he was on This Is Us.
But now, residuals, don't
now
they have to
crazy
pay him?
Famous.
Isn't that how that works with commercials?
Yeah,
you have to get residuals on that.
Yeah, but he'll get residuals dating back to whatever the agreed upon price was. So if he wasn't a TV star at the time, he was probably making, I don't know if he was making minimum, but he probably wasn't commanding a high salary to do a voice. So he's whatever residuals he's getting, it probably pales in comparison to his weekly paycheck on This Is Us.
Yeah, but it's been running more than ever.
Lately, yeah.
And hadn't run in years if it was one of the originals.
Yeah.
It doesn't say the ha la 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 la.
It
says camel's
that?
Official name is Caleb.
Oh. Why would they give the camel an official name?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not saying he shouldn't, but it doesn't make sense. Why bother?
Well, just it's a famous, Geico, it's a real, his real name, not named in the commercial.
Oh, the actual.
The actor camel.
The camel that they got.
Yes.
I just assume all camels are named Joe, but I'm wrong.
No, the non-smokers are not called that.
Yeah, this guy doesn't smoke at all.
The Hump Day commercial is not Caleb's only starring role. He also appeared in a Macklemore and Ryan Lewis video and in movies including Transformer 2.
It's always fun to hear that a camel has a better resume than I do. Nothing makes me feel better about my career choices than knowing that a camel has gotten better work than I have over the years.
All right. The Hump Day commercial is the one that made him a star with more than 13 million views on YouTube. It's unusual to get an ad that has that kind of staying power.
Yeah.
And Hump Day is likely to end up as the most watched commercial of the year.
Wow.
It was the most shared ad of all the summer. This was dated in 2013.
Wow.
So this has been running for a super long time.
For over 5 years.
And 2013, This Is Us was not made.
No,
so
that's just 2 years
They got
old.
Him for a steal.
I guess they did.
So when who was he talking to? Toby, what's his real name? Sullivan?
Chris Sullivan is his real name.
He was on whose show that he revealed
Regis
this?
And Kelly, but without Regis. I don't,
Regis Light?
Oh, Regis Very Light. Regis Feathery Light.
So he revealed that he was the voice on the camel?
Yeah.
I mean, how did that come up? And did he say, I did it a long time ago? I mean, there wasn't as much detail on it?
No, I'm getting this secondhand because I get home, Wendy, I only have time for The View.
Right.
I don't have time for other daily talk shows. Sorry, Steve Harvey. I would love to check in with you every day, but I got The View to watch when I get home. So my wife said, you didn't by any chance happen to see, she also calls it, out of respect to me, she calls it Regis and Kelly also, because she knows that Ryan Seacrest doesn't sit well with me. So I go, no, what happened on Regis and Kelly? And she goes, that guy from, she didn't remember his name, the guy from This Is Us was on, and they said, what did you do before This Is Us? What sort of jobs? And he goes, I did some commercial work. He goes, one of the commercials I did is still running. And then he said which one it was, and everyone was like, wait, what? That's you? It was amazing.
Well, this was recorded before he was anybody, because when you look it up and it's like, who is the voice of the camel? It's like Sacramento voice actor or actor.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, I just lost
that spot. That's what he was known as prior to being on This Is Us.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't have much work.
Sacramento,
I don't
voice actor. That was it.
I don't even know if it's. It might just have said actor.
Wendy, somebody from 630, somebody not named, said, I didn't know until recently that Ving Rhames is the guy on the Arby's commercials who says, "We have the beef." That's Ving Rhames.
Do we know that to be fact?
I'm going to look it up on my calculator.
What?
Maybe I'll use the computer. Whatever electronic device I can look it up on, I will look it up on. But it sounds like Ving Rhames.
I mean, that's not the same.
I guess it does.
It's not the same as being Ving Rhames, but I'll look it up.
All right, can I tell you his acting career, Chris Sullivan? The first thing he did was a Rob Fosse short in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was in, stop me if you know any of these, a movie, North Star, Sugar, A Gifted Man TV series.
I don't know any of those.
Me neither. And this was like 2008 to 2012, The Americans, a TV series.
I know what that is.
2013, Law and Order, Special SVU.
But these are just one-time guest starring roles, right?
Peter Pan Live, he was a noodler.
Oh, he was.
I don't know what that means.
I don't
know
what that means either.
The Nick, a TV series. He was a character and in a bunch of episodes. Stranger Things.
I do remember seeing him on Stranger Things.
He was in two episodes.
He worked in their...
Benny Hammond was the name of his character.
He worked in that compound where the bad guys worked.
Oh, he was in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Was he?
He was Taserface.
Oh, nice.
Taser face.
My taser face.
Uh-huh.
My taser face.
He is in a video game, Madden NFL 19 Long Shot Homecoming. He's Mac McGlynn, a voice.
Oh.
TV series called Camping in 2018.
Yeah, with Jennifer Garner.
Oh, okay. And then This Is Us. And
he was
now
good in that.
He's in a Discover indie film. It's a TV series. He plays Raymond the Pooka.
Oh. A role that Sir Laurence Olivier once played. Very hard to follow him.
So he has recently lucked out.
Like a firework, Katy Perry.
How do they find him? Do they go, okay, we need somebody to play the part of Toby on This Is Us. What about the guy who did the camel's voice on the Geico commercial?
I'm sure it's just like a huge mass audition. And, you know, he wears, forgive the terminology, but this is what it's called in the business. He wears a fat suit. He's a big guy, but he's nowhere near as big as the character he plays on This Is Us. So he wears quite a bit of padding. When I saw him on this camping show with Jennifer Garner, I recognize him because his face is the same. But I'm like, did he just drop 70 pounds? He looks fantastic. But no, he's wearing a fat suit. And I know that's an offensive term. You are? You're wearing
Andrea
one?
Andrea Darlis is here. Yes. Hey. People think I'm heavy. It's just a fat
not
suit.
It's not true.
I do need to confirm that Ving Rhames is, in fact, the guy saying, "We have the meats" on the Arby's commercials. That's the great Ving Rhames. I didn't know that was him.
All right. Well, that is awesome.
Wow. Andre, I hope that wasn't your top news story, because I've blown it for you.
Hang on, do some rearranging.
Yeah, I apologize for that.
All right, well, that's what's hot and what's cold. It's the Geico commercial. Mike, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. Shall we take a break, and then we need to spend some time with Andrea Darlis?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
She's looking particularly smiley and happy today.
Yeah, something's wrong. What's going on?
Right. What happened to you?
More after this. It's Bill, it's Wendy, and Andrea Darlis. It's Andrea, it's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder. I noticed during the news there was no news about you, but
no,
there is news about you.
There is some news about me, yeah, and I'm announcing it here first on the Bill and Wendy Show.
It's pretty exciting. We rate. She
we
loves us, though.
I do.
We love you right back.
I
mm-hmm.
love you guys. Oh, can I say that you're mutual. My favorite show on WGN Radio?
Sure.
We would ask you
now
to
the truth comes
that.
Out. You guys really are my favorite
thank
show.
Thank you, Andrea. That's very
and
kind of
it
you.
Is true, and I'm not just saying that.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
I would say that behind your backs, too.
Now, your news has brought mixed emotions for some of us, myself included.
Yes.
Tell everybody what's going on with you.
So, I am leaving WGN Radio as a full-time employee.
Yeah.
I still am going to host the reporter show on the air here Monday nights, Tuesday, if there's baby. baseball.
Please listen to that, people, because it's so really good.
It's fascinating. Really fun. It's so cool, you guys. It's just a bunch of journalists from around the city. It's a different panel every week. And we've had Mike Flannery, Marianne Ahern, Timon Bradley, just different folks from TV, radio, print, online. And they just talk about their careers and stories they've covered. And it's just remarkable, the connections and how they got into journalism and into the field. And we all have kind of taken this path, you know, first paying jobs or, you know, $5 an hour or whatever it was. I remember my first
shift. You didn't get into it for the money.
Right? It was like $5 a shift. And that was in Champaign. So it's kind of come full circle. So what I'm going to be doing is I won't be in our newsroom Monday through Friday. I'm going to be working for the University of Illinois. And how, get this for a title. I've had to write it down a couple times just so I remember it.
Yeah.
It's the director... Senior Director of Constituent Engagement.
That's impressive.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
I don't know what it
means.
Yeah,
the title alone.
That's
impressive. I've had to look it up a few times. Like, what is my job? So I will be...
Will that say that on your business card?
Yeah.
When you give someone a business card, it'll say that?
It's going to wrap around to the backside of the card.
Like, can you do it again?
Jersey.
Just let me listen to it.
It's the Senior Director of Constituent Engagement for the University of Illinois.
All right. I'm going to sound really ignorant here, but what does that mean?
That? It's basically... And it's a great question. I'm asking myself that. I am. I'm like, what is my job description? So I'm going to be a liaison. I'm based in Chicago, and we have a presence. When I say we, I mean the university. It's in Champaign-Urbana, but it has such a heavy presence in Chicago because more alums from the U of I end up in Chicago because
the proximity
than any other state institution and their nearest big city. So I think we have 200,000 plus alums in Chicago, but yet people graduate and then their kids go on to either Iowa or Michigan, and these are great schools, but it's like you want to keep it in the family.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and increase the visibility of the U of I in Chicago. And
did you bring that idea to them, or did they bring that idea to you?
You know, a little bit of both. Yeah. I've kept in touch. I've served on their alumni board. I've been on their media advisory board. And a friend of mine, Robin Kaler, who used to be Robin Neal, she was a news director in Champaign and gave me my first job. And she works for the university. She works directly for the chancellor, and she's the vice chancellor for public affairs. We all have these cool titles.
Yeah.
And so we've kept in touch for 20 years. And she said, you know, you should always think about coming back at some point.
And
this
you're
just
like, to do what?
To yeah, I know. So I'm like media affairs, media liaison, spokeswoman. And I'm going to be in charge of working with the chancellor and university officials and just bringing him on your show.
Oh, all right.
So can we pick a date
for
late May?
Yeah,
Jasmine, talk to Andrea.
Yeah. So anytime you need an expert on anything, come to me. Yeah, anything.
I don't even know what a chancellor is.
I always say to Wendy, we haven't had a chancellor on, a good chancellor, in a long time.
I know.
This will change all that.
This will change all of that. Yeah, Robert Jones is the U of I chancellor. He's the first African-American chancellor of the university.
Has he ever won a Grammy?
I'm so glad you asked that. He has won a Grammy.
He has?
He is just a wonderful. And Orion will love this, too. He has a doctorate in agricultural engineering.
And he's
don't all Grammy
papers.
Winners have that?
I know, right, Bill? This is why we're going to have him on your show.
Yeah.
And Orion would love him. He wrote his thesis on a crop changing, you know, crops changing and how they develop. And he's just a really cool guy, and we want to get the word out about the university more and more to folks up here in Chicago and keep alums engaged, too.
You need to. Will you still be doing TV reports for WGN Television?
I will be.
Okay,
I'm going to keep the reporter show, and thanks to Jen Lyons and Paul Rennie, I'm going to keep the weekend break on TV, at least for a couple of months until I pass out or can't handle
happen.
Two full-time jobs.
So, wow.
Yeah, so
well, that's a lot of changes
cool.
for you.
And it sounds really official. Like, you know, I don't know. Radio is official, but I feel like we're a bunch of goofing around.
No, are you kidding?
This is a real deal job.
They were, and they even said, you know, I know you don't want to leave WGN, and I mean, you're the cream of the radio station is the cream of the crop in Chicago. I mean, once you've come here, you've arrived.
Yeah.
So
right.
It's going from one phenomenal institution to another.
How many years have you been here full time?
I have been here 21 years total, full time 20.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Are
Isn't it crazy to be in one spot that long?
Are you on the Walk of Fame?
No, I'm not.
I bet this is her year.
Oh, I don't know. I love it, but
21 years. I'm sorry. That should be rewarding.
That's
21 years. I know. And it is crazy, right? To be in the same job for 21 years.
Yeah. Not easy to do that.
No. And when I came here, I thought, I'll be here for like 5 or 6 years. And 20 years later,
go to a
Jasmine,
real
you blink
station.
And it happens. So.
How long have you been here, Bill?
Full-time, I think, almost 8 years. Oh, just shy of 8 years.
But you were here before that.
I was here part-time for a year and a half, and then...
So that counts.
Yeah.
And then you were off and on, you were a regular with Steve Cochran the first time around.
For a little while, yeah.
The longest I was at a place was at The Loop. I was there for 10 years.
That's pretty good.
You were at LS.
That was...
And then you were here.
I choose to forget that.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's a fantastic radio station, though, too. Those are huge call letters.
I liked working with Don and Roma. We didn't really see eye to eye politically, but they were super nice people.
Yeah.
And Don Wade worked harder than anyone I've ever met in radio. You know, a lot of people, he did morning radio and he would get up at midnight. It was probably much easier because they lived together, you know, husband and wife team.
Did they take the bus or something? Or
no.
Took the cab?
No,
okay.
But they went to bed like, you know, they'd eat an early dinner and go to bed early, like at 4. They'd wake up at midnight and he would go through all the television shows and come in with sheets and sheets of audio that he wanted to play.
Oh my God.
Just knowing that people in morning radio, a lot of times their producer will come in and say, here, we've got this audio from here,
because
you're getting up at 3 a.m. There's no way you can catch everything.
No,
he watched everything and got it ready.
Wow.
When I first started working with Spike Odell in the morning in 2005, I would do that. I mean, this was pre-internet, so I would come in.
Oh, yeah.
His show started at 5 a.m., so I would be here by 2:30 or 3 and go through the newspaper. And I would, and back then, you know, because obviously hot off the press,
right.
You wanted the lead story of the day.
Yeah.
We didn't, again, know it. Not, we had computers, but the internet wasn't what it is now.
Right.
Where you can get anything. Or your phones, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So
John Williams filled in for Steve Cochran the other morning and we followed him, and when I went to log on to this computer, John had not logged on at all. In a weird way, you don't even need a computer anymore.
Right.
I mean, John was using the ones where the commercials are and the names of the callers, the call screener. But when you have your phone, I mean,
sometimes it's
just so much easier to look it up on your phone.
It really is. It's faster. It's quicker. It's right here. You know, and that's part of it, too. I mean, we can just get news now.
Instantaneous.
In
a very
yeah.
small package.
Yeah.
When I started working with Wendy at The Loop on nights, computers weren't a thing in the studio. So our interns would get there about an hour before us, and they would clip out things from each newspaper, you know, so we would have a folder that was 30 or 40 stories deep of all the stuff that they clipped out.
Right,
you
for
know?
You. How long were you guys at The Loop together? And what years
Two
was
and
that?
A half years. Wendy was there for 10 years, a little over 10 years. I was only there for 2.5 of those.
And you worked together from what years to what years?
I don't know.
Because I listened to you guys.
We were on Q101, and I can only remember this because I got married in 97, and I got fired. We got fired from Q101. Fairly soon after that, didn't we?
That one was just shy of 2.5 years.
Right.
And then...
I would listen to you guys because I was working mornings then in Joliet, and I would listen to you guys at night.
Oh, yeah.
And it was 97, 98, because that's right after that is when I came here.
Oh, wow.
It was really... The Loop cannot be recreated. I'm sorry. And it breaks my heart that it went under and it's like a Christian station now.
Yeah.
I still haven't taken it off my preset. So, boy, am I surprised when I go to find some Zeppelin. There.
Right. And they're praising Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
Zeppelin probably did too, though.
Sometimes.
After a few
after a while.
Yeah. Maybe not in the same way that some people do.
Right.
But it's weird because this is kind of like the new loop now. A lot of people came from there and just, you know, we made fun of WGN when we were at the Loop. It's like, oh, the old people.
Well,
we're the old people.
I know. Isn't that crazy? I was telling John. So my first newscast in 97 was with John Williams. He had just started.
Really?
As well. We started the same month.
Wow.
And or actually, he might have started the month before, but my first newscast was with him. Dave Bennett introduced me. I went to sports. And Dave said, thanks, Angela.
Oh.
So that was my first Dave Bennett memory. So we're going to try and recreate that. My last day here full time is next Friday. So I'm going to anchor with John and we're going to close up that way.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. Isn't
full
that cool?
Circle, baby.
Isn't that cool? It's weird how stuff comes full circle like that.
That's
I
so
love it.
Funny.
We love you. We are.
Well, I love you guys. And I'm telling you, when you came, Bill, you were here, I know, doing overnights and doing a bunch of midday shifts.
But we were split up for like, wasn't it like 16 years?
You were
something
split up
like
for so
that.
Long. And I remember Jimmy DeCastro said, and I just love Jimmy. He said, I want to bring Bill and Wendy back together. And I'm like, oh, Oh, my God. That would be so cool. And when he was talking about that and Wendy Snyder walked in, I almost had a heart attack because I just, I love you guys so much. But, you know, as a woman in radio, you look up to different
people.
And Wendy and Carol Marine were always my, you were my radio. You and Catherine Johns, I just always just so admired you. And I'm like, shit, I'm going to be working with her. This is so cool.
I love Catherine Johns.
Oh, man. Wasn't she a rock star?
And I am doing an event with her. And Turi Ryder has written a new book. She said what?
Oh, cool.
And we have, I wish I had all the information handy, but it's at the Museum of Broadcast Communications.
I'll be free. I'll be free at night.
We'll be there.
Is it at night or?
It's from noon to three.
Please, I can.
Wendy,
I can set my own hours now.
Ticket, please.
I can set my own hours. I'll come watch. Do you have a panel? Is it a panel?
Yes. Catherine Johns, Roz Varen is emceeing it. And this NPR person, Jasmine, I think I printed it up. Do you see it in there?
Do you know the date?
Yes, this Sunday.
It is this Sunday.
From noon to three.
Will Jori Luloff be there, Wendy?
No.
I would like to see Jori Luloff.
Is she still with us? All right, Andrea's too...
no, wait, I know who that is, right?
You're too young.
She was a reporter on Channel 5 for years and years and years.
Like in the Bill Curtis Walters
Dickinson
days?
She is still alive.
Yeah, she is. Cheryl Corley is going to be there. She's an NPR correspondent, works for the National Desk, covering 12 states based right here in Chicago. She was formerly the news director at BEZ.
Love BEZ.
She's won a bunch of awards. And then I am part of the panel.
Cool.
I have not won any
Will
awards.
Will Kent Ninomio be there?
No. You have 2-1 awards. You've won
You
best
won
show.
Some awards.
I don't know.
You won a Betty Crocker Bake Off a couple years ago, didn't you?
We did win an Air Award or something.
Yeah, you did. You got a couple of those.
More than
Where
one.
Are those?
No one will tell me.
You guys need to be on the Walk of Fame, too.
Mm.
Yes.
See, that has to be longevity. I think that should mean something.
Yeah.
Bill should, before me for sure. Nah. Catherine Johns will be there, Turi Ryder, and then Roz Varen is going to be the MC.
It would go right to our heads if we got that award.
Do you know? No, it would not.
It would, yeah,
you guys
would.
Are very humble.
Nah, not, no, if we
not
got,
so much.
Not if we got Walk of Fame.
Not so much. By the way, Roz Varen, I didn't realize was the very first traffic TV reporter
in
Chicago.
Yes, and she pitched that job.
Yes, and
did
now
you know
it's
that?
No.
Isn't that cool?
Because
she's
be?
Like she just celebrated
Nobody
like 30 years in
there
the
was
business.
A video, you can find it probably on Facebook for sure, YouTube.
Yeah.
But she just was, you know, radio was very happening in the morning drive time slots on radio.
Right.
And she said, you know, seriously, why don't we try and do it on TV? And at first they balked at it like, why would anyone watching TV need to know the travel times? But a lot of people watched that
ready.
As they were getting ready.
Sure. She was the first.
Now, here's a name I hope you'll remember. Okay. Flying Ed Peterson, who worked here at WGN.
God.
He did radio. Didn't he also do some TV stuff for a while, Flying Ed Peterson?
Boy, that's a good
And there was a guy
question.
Named something Kavanaugh, too. Flying Ed Kavanaugh.
Officer Kavanaugh.
Officer
I think Flying,
Tim Kavanaugh?
Not Tim Kavanaugh.
No.
Flying Ed Kavanaugh and Peterson.
Be.
I think those guys were on during Ray Rayner. Like if there
I think
was
you're right. Remember, oh God, Ray Rayner, and he'd write on the chalkboard.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Who are these people?
Memory
that you're talking
Lane.
About?
Flying Ed Peterson and Flying Ed Kavanaugh.
Oh, here's what I.
They couldn't actually fly. They were in helicopters. I just want to clear that up.
Jasmine's like, I don't know any of these people.
Yeah.
I don't either.
I don't either, Jasmine. Stay young.
There's an Ed
hashtag
Peterson who died 20 years ago, inventor of warning alarm for the trucks backing up.
No, this is a different
beep,
guy.
Beep, beep.
I hope he made a lot of money on that.
I hope so, too. What a
that's
great.
That's a good invention.
I hope the hearse that backed
invention.
Up had that got contraption on it.
Yeah.
I don't have Flying Ed Peterson. That wasn't his name.
Yeah, I
Didn't
think
he,
it was.
Wasn't he in the Walk of Fame? Didn't we flying...
No, that's Mike Mathis.
Mike Mathis.
The flying copter one.
Running fast, Mike Mathis. He couldn't fly.
No.
He could run real fast.
No, God rest his soul. Poor Mike.
Flying officer Jim Kavanaugh?
Wait.
I'm
going
to
confusing
myself. Have to look this up.
Yeah.
Because there's so many
Jim Kavanaugh,
people.
WGN Radio 720.
Flying, right?
It just says Jim Kavanaugh.
I call him Flying Jim.
Flying Jim. One of my first day here, I parked. We used to have parking in the Tribune Tower lot, and I pulled into the first spot.
Yeah.
And I had just gotten the job, and I was like, oh, I have made it. I am so cool.
Yeah.
I'm parking in the Tribune Tower at WGN. I get out of my car. I parked in spot number one. You know, I guess it was the first spot. I hear beep, 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 and it's Wally Phillips, and he's in this big old Cadillac. It was like a gold-colored Cadillac. And he's like, miss, that's my spot. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Angela, no, that's my spot.
Wally Phillips' spot. I'm like,
he
sorry.
Took Wally Phillips' spot.
I know, of all people's parking spot to take, I took his.
Jim Cavanaugh was a traffic copter reporter from the 1970s to the mid-1980s who flew over Chicago's expressways during both morning and afternoon rush hours.
And he was a GN?
Yes.
Oh. Wasn't he just inducted in the Walk of Fame?
I don't know. Maybe
because I remember the morning and afternoon hours. Like, who would do that?
Yeah. Right. Remember the split shift?
Yeah.
Oh, that would suck.
Yeah.
That's a long day.
Yeah.
That's a very
long day.
Like
6 to 10 and then 2 to 6.
Yeah.
But we did it. I mean, it was like the jobs in radio.
You had to.
You had to.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. And, you know, you were doing you started in stand-up comedy when I started in radio pretty much.
Yes.
1986. I'm going on 33 years of being on the air. And I gave up every holiday and weekend because that's what I wanted to do.
Sure.
Right, I wanted to be in radio. And when you're just starting out, you work every weekend and every holiday. You doing stand-up, you worked every weekend.
Right.
I'm sure every New Year's Eve.
Every New Year's Eve, every weekend, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's still reporters. Okay, so Susan Carlson, I saw her at a lunch a few
Flying
weeks ago.
Flying Susan Carlson?
No, Susan Carlson.
She's a good
from
girl.
From Channel 2, then Channel 5. And she is. She's a wonderful girl. She adopted a little girl a few years ago. And she said to me the other day, I said, how's it going? How's things at Channel 5? She said, great. She said, I'm just so tired of working holidays.
Oh.
She said, I have not spent a Christmas.
She's still working holidays?
She is still working holidays. Yes.
She's been doing this for.
I know. It's part of the love of this business.
Yeah, it
that
has
we
to
work.
Be.
Which, by the way, I'm going to get all holidays off now, so thank
you. Yeah, won't that
right?
be something?
What? Including Martin Luther King Day and Pulaski Day. And
when you do fill-in work, when you're not working full-time at a station, you know you're working every holiday because you're a go-to guy.
Oh, sure.
So if the regulars are out, you're in.
You're the go-to. That's right,
Although with you getting every holiday off now working at a school at U of I, if you have a snow day, you have to give one of those days back.
Oh, do I?
I don't know.
You have
I hope not. I'm in the offices, though.
Yeah, you have
I have a team, you guys. I have the word senior in my title. I got to get these days off.
Can I ask a favor? You know, your mom and I have been friends for many years.
My mom.
Can I tell your mom about this, or does she already know?
You know what? She'd want to hear it from you.
It'd be
I would guarantee she'd love hearing
like
it from you.
I will break the news.
My mom has these like little crushes in the business, and Bill Leff is at the top of the left. Also on that list is Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau. Because he sent her swag. You know,
I
he always
love
brings
the BBB
in.
Swag.
Right? That chapstick.
I'm using
and the
a pen right now.
Right?
I heard
the
him
pens?
On with you on Monday night show.
Did you? Yeah.
And this is always, I always think the biggest compliment you can pay somebody on the air. I got to where I was going. You guys were still talking, and I'm like, I'm not leaving yet. I'll wait until they're done talking, and then I'll go where I need to go.
Oh, that's so cool.
So, yeah,
thank
you always
you,
sound so good. I love the reporter show.
Oh,
you do a great job on there.
We're going to still be doing that on, Mondays or Tuesdays, unless there's baseball, and then we're pretty
good.
Kind of
confusing and kind of tough to get a regular
like
schedule
a
going.
Yeah.
But so we'll be listening,
we'll
and
well, thanks, you,
you
guys.
Can follow Andrea on social media and WGN on our Facebook page because they'll post when the show is going to be on.
Can I still come on your show as a guest?
You can come on anytime.
Excellent.
But what happens is when you get news like this, because I just found out this morning when I came in, and sometimes, you know, you take it, like today when I found out you were leaving, I was very upset. But sometimes, like when Judy Pilek was leaving, I'm like, good, thank God.
Oh, I know, we were all
time
like,
to get rid of Judy Pilek. But with you.
And you know, Judy started this whole Exodus thing.
Yes, she did.
Judy Pilek surprisingly took a buyout.
She did.
Yeah.
Which I was shocked about.
For $10 million, Wendy. Did you know that?
What? Wait, Wendy, I didn't get offered that buyout.
$10 million buyout.
I'll take a buyout.
I would
tomorrow.
Too. $10 million.
But she, you know, it's funny because that was brought up to her about, you know, we are bandying this about if anybody wants to take a buyout, you know, you're not in. And Judy just kind of went,
I'm
how much
it.
You offering?
Yeah. Right.
So then the wheels were set in motion.
Right.
She decided to leave. Then Stephanie Tischner left.
She
left. Our program director, our assistant, our operations manager.
Again, titles.
And she was such a
not
spark.
Really sure.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Again, big title.
She was
Judy
a spark.
Was funny, though, on election night. This was the first election night we hadn't covered together, when Lori Lightfoot just won.
Yeah.
So Kim and I took a picture, a selfie, and we pointed to a picture of Judy, and we were kind of doing the sad face like she wasn't here.
And you sent it to her?
Yeah, and she sent us a picture back, and she had just opened a Miller Lite. And she was like, I think she'd already had a few based on the picture, but she was just toasting us with her can of beer, and we're like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
good for her. Enjoying retirement. You. Yeah. So good for her.
Well, we are sorry to see you go, but I'm happy for you, and hopefully we'll still see you.
Absolutely.
Although,
we'll see you Monday nights, and I'll be hounding you to get on
whatever
your show.
You want.
I love you guys.
Somebody said, I'm so sad Andrea's leaving. I really miss her on mornings and have been hoping she would get more airtime. What a loss.
Aw, yep. Thank you,
agreed.
Mom.
And then flying.
Bill, you already told her, huh?
Flying Ed and Flying Irv, is that ringing a bell?
Was it Irv? Ed is right.
Did everybody have a flying name?
Yes, you had a flying name back then.
Well, because they were legitimately
in the helicopters.
That's right, yeah. So something with air or fly or
just made sense.
Rotate.
Right. You should do it and be Chopper Boy. Wouldn't that
be
good?
I would be proud to be Chopper Boy.
Would you ever go up in one?
No.
I wouldn't either.
No.
Done.
I've been in one. They're a little scary. Yeah.
So scared.
But on a regular basis, I wouldn't do it. Robin Baumgarten went from doing traffic on Johnny B's show at the Loop to then doing the helicopter traffic reports on WGN Morning News.
Yeah.
Every day
to being their main anchor.
I know she's That's awesome. So
she's done great.
Yes, she has.
Who's her agent?
As have you.
Thank you.
You have, Andrea. We're proud of you, but we will certainly miss seeing
you.
Well,
I love you guys. Thanks for letting me announce
it
on your show.
Of course.
I love you guys.
All right, we will take a quick break and close things off. Everyone's sad. Sad ending to our show.
All right, well, that's all she wrote for today. I'm sad to see Andrea Darlis.
I am too.
Can I tell you, I'm not very good with change.
Yeah.
I'm really not.
Especially when it's changed where you go, I know what she's doing. She's bettering herself. She's getting a better job. But how does
she's
this affect
us?
It's making us look bad.
But, you know, if for someone who's opposed to change, look what happens every day. Change.
There's change every day.
How do I get through the day?
The only constant in the universe
is you.
Is change.
Is fair change?
No. No. All right, that's it. The show is over. Hope you enjoyed it. The show's over for today. We'll do another rendition tomorrow, but Wendy, you refuse to participate tomorrow. Star Wars weekend.
Yes, I will not be here tomorrow. Maybe I'm here and just not talking. I don't know, but
you'll be moody.
Who's in
tomorrow?
For me?
Harry Tynowitz.
Yay. I will be listening.
The king of all chocolates.
Chocolate.
He'll be in tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow for another exciting adventure. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.